Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is James 3:13 to 18. James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. My theme for reflection is the pursuit of true wisdom. The pursuit of true wisdom. In James 3:13-18, we are invited to reflect on the nature of true wisdom compared to worldly wisdom. The Apostle James challenges us to exhibit our wisdom and understanding through good conduct, underpinned by meekness and humility, contrasting sharply with the turmoil caused by envy and selfish ambitions. This text invites us to discern the difference between wisdom that is from above, marked by purity, peace, gentleness, and willingness to yield, and wisdom that is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic, leading only to discord and evil. In our world today, where information is readily available and options are fiercely defended, this passage calls us to a wisdom that is not just about knowledge or intelligence, but about shaping a life that reflects divine qualities. True wisdom, as James outlines, affects every aspect of our daily interactions and decisions, influencing not just personal growth, but also our impact on the community around us. My dear friends, these reflections on wisdom are particularly pertinent in how we use our voices and influence. In an era of social media and constant communication, how we speak and the intentions behind our actions can either sow peace or discord. The wisdom from above encourages us to be agents of peace and reconciliation in a divided world, promoting a narrative of unity and understanding rather than division. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can I demonstrate the qualities of heavenly wisdom in my daily interactions with others, especially in times of disagreement? Number two, in what areas of my life might I be succumbing to the earthly wisdom of envy or selfish ambition, and how can I realign those areas with God's wisdom? Heavenly Father, grant us the grace to seek and embody the pure and peaceable wisdom that comes from you. Teach us to live by your truth and to spread the fruits of righteousness in our communities. Help us to be gentle and merciful, to foster peace rather than strife, and to lead lives that reflect your love and justice. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.